This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This is breaking news, everybody. Never meaning no harm. Beats all you ever saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. That's right. The Dukes of Hazzard make the news today.
We were just talking about the Dukes of Hazzard earlier this morning.
Because there's going to be maybe a Miami Vice reboot.
Right.
So Tom Wopat, who was Luke Duke.
Mm-hmm. Wait, blonde or brunette is the brunette. Only way I know them.
Yeah, Bo is the blonde.
Okay.
That's John Schneider. Right. And Tom Wopat was Luke Duke.
All right.
The cuter of the two. In my humble opinion,
I always liked
Luke better.
Bo.
Oh, Bo. Well, we would have been fine. We could have double dated with the Duke brothers. Luke Duke.
Don't worry, Vinny. You could have had Daisy.
Yeah.
I would love to have had Daisy.
Yeah.
She was, for a minute there, she was the it girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we still call short shorts Daisy Dukes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Anywho, Tom Wopat is, in a play in Massachusetts.
Oh, that's not Broadway.
Nope.
He's been on Broadway, though.
Like,
he's an accomplished stage actor.
Yes.
He's been nominated for a Tony. It's a revival of 42nd Street. It's only got about a 10-day run, August tonight, it looks like, through the 13th.
And it looks like that is coming to Santa Clara in a couple weeks.
Not with Tom Wopat.
Yes.
With Tom Wopat.
Yes.
He's doing this show. He's touring this show.
I'm seeing on. Well, let's see after he tells his story.
Mm-hmm. So he was in Waltham, Massachusetts.
You know where that is?
Well, I mean, you know, I've heard of Waltham. Mm. It's like a suburb of Boston.
Okay.
It's not, you know, this isn't happening in Boston. I mean, it's right there. But he was in Waltham, Mass, starring in a play. And he's been arrested for indecent assault and battery and cocaine possession.
Ruh-roh. So weird.
Oh, it's right.
Is there any chance it was planted on him? Is it possible that he... Has he made any storylines about how he was carrying...
Playing.
Well, he might have been carrying some lady's purse. Maybe.
So the victim of indecent assault and battery is a woman connected with the production, and the incident involved him putting his hands down her pants, which was apparently not welcome. They arrested 65-year-old Tom Wopat last night at 10:53 p.m. They were actively looking for him, pulled him over in his Ford Bronco. They found a small baggie of cocaine on him, and he was booked for possession. The indecent assault and battery is a felony. The coke possession is a misdemeanor, and he's being arraigned today. And East Coast time right now, it's 11 o'clock, so he might even be heading there. But TMZ looks... Is this TMZ?
It is.
I
saw it in three different sources. Mm.
Baggie of cocaine?
That's what it says. A
didn't you keep your cocaine in a bindle when you did it?
Yeah.
A little folded paper thing.
Yeah, I don't know about the baggy thing.
Well, maybe there was a lot of it.
I'm picturing a sandwich bag.
Yeah, but a lot. Well, because it crumples.
That would be huge. Oh, right. Doesn't it? Well, I mean, I guess we shouldn't sit and ponder like how he's going to get all this coke out of the baggie. Not really.
With his little pinky finger.
I guess. I don't know. I mean,
he's going to end up having to lick
it inside
that
out
thing
and lick it or something. I guess. I don't know.
Sure is a waste.
You know, or maybe he has so much he doesn't worry about it.
He just tosses
that out the window.
But the thing that gets me is you're 65 and you're still doing coke.
It's such a strange thing.
Or some young coke person's like, now that's how you keep it alive. There's the dream, living the dream.
Right.
Partying at 65. I mean, some people think that.
Sure.
Right?
Well, it was funny. It actually reminds me of Carrie Fisher when she passed away. Mm-hmm. They found everything
well,
in her
she,
system.
Okay, like, but she, that's different. Maybe it's different. She was a junkie.
Yeah.
She was an addict who shouldn't have been doing that
anything.
Stuff. If he's able to do this, well, it doesn't sound like he should be doing it either.
Well,
he's in trouble.
I don't know what led to the hands down the pants thing. I don't know if cocaine would
hands
make him do
pants,
that or if he was also drunk. I have no idea. But anyway, Tom Wopat making the news this morning. And not for the reason that he's starring in a play in Waltham, Massachusetts. That is apparently coming. Where did you say it's going to come to?
Santa Clara.
All right.
August 23rd, I think. Someone said, 415, Coke comes in dime bags.
Coke comes in dime bags?
You know, the little dime bags you used to get.
Like jewelry bags?
Sure. You can describe it that way.
I've never seen it like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I guess I just couldn't afford to buy enough of it that it had to be in anything besides a little piece of paper.
Oh, and someone sent us a picture of one with Coke in it.
Well, fantastic. Thank you
really?
Very much for sharing.
So they have some.
Maybe they just pulled it off the internet, Vinny.
Yeah, maybe it's off the internet.
This is what a dime bag looks like.
Let me have a look at that.
See that?
It's a
baggie.
Teeny...
Oh, so is that a tiny baggie?
Yeah,
is that
yeah,
what
yeah.
you're showing me?
Yeah, but just the very closure of
like
it,
a...
trying to get it out, it would... get in the stick and you're like
maybe you cut the corner off.
I don't know. Okay.
Hi, old people talking about drugs.
Well, I had a minute with that stuff in high school and I didn't even really like it. I like, you know, booze.
Well, you've had
to be honest.
You'd already picked your poison.
Right. But I did, I was around it and it was always in a paper bindle.
Yeah.
That people made. You folded the paper
right.
so that it was
a certain way, and then
almost
held it all
origami
in.
Type thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sort
totally.
Of folded into itself.
Right.
Don't do drugs, kids. It never leads to anything good.
Well, and that stuff for sure.
Tom, yeah. No,
God,
no.
Shut up.
Quit talking.
Please stop talking to me.
And by the way, you're lying. For the millionth time, you're lying right now.
You're just
Jesus.
Talking.
Jesus.
Tom Wopat arrested for, we're focusing on the coke, but he did put his hands down some lady's pants. Not good. So, I did like the detail that he was escaping the cops in a Ford Bronco.
Right.
That is, of course, the escape from cops car of choice.
For actors.
Right. 42nd Street, apparently coming to town.
Mm.
So on Monday, very confusing day for us, we
yes.
tried to grab the album charts. And they weren't in the normal places that we look for them. And even I was like, well, just go to Billboard. They've got to have them right on Billboard.
Yeah, Billboard's online. I read news stories on Billboard all the time.
And they weren't there.
Ah.
And so we said, you know what? Shine it. We just won't do the charts this week. No one will lose any sleep over whether or not we find out how all
it's
the albums
weird.
Did.
And I contacted them, and there's no word why.
Right.
It was not
well,
put
they're
out.
Saying it's some sort of data glitch.
Oh.
So, and God, all you ever hear about, as soon as I hear data glitch, I'm thinking, oh God, somebody else got hacked. You know, I don't worry too much about, and I don't think any of these like big movie companies should worry too much about leaks of their shows or scripts, because I don't want to have things spoiled for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would never go try to find the leaked
Game of
Thrones.
That's out this week, by the way. The next episode has been, someone hacked it.
Right, and that they...
But let's
now,
all
is it
wait.
The episode or is it the script? I
oh,
thought
no,
they found
it's
the script.
Episode.
Yeah, I don't, I'm not going to
yeah,
do that.
We're going to wait so we can all talk about it Monday.
They say last week's Game of Thrones has been viewed by almost 30 million people. It was like 16 million watched it the night it aired. And then with the repeat airings and with DVR, I guess they have a way to look at what people have watched, that about 30 million people are watching that on a weekly basis.
Incredible.
I know. A lot of people going back. I've heard from a lot of people just on Facebook and just in my life who have gone back and watched the whole six seasons leading up to this one again. And
I think that a second watching might actually help you pick up the things you've clearly missed the first watch.
It does.
Because there's a lot of layers to that show.
And you would not believe the amount of foreshadowing that they do. You know, knowing what's coming, you hear things and you go, oh, they're telling you what's going to happen, basically, there. Like, they did a really good job of sort of laying the groundwork for some of the stuff that happens
later. I've
watched
all the episodes. I've tried to keep up, but there are even times where two characters say a name of another character, and I go, I don't know who they're talking about.
Right.
I don't have any idea.
I like to watch the when it's on demand. They show the after
the
writers
extras and stuff. Yeah,
and I really enjoy that because it's helped me to understand, like Vinny's saying, the characters. Oh, that's so and so. Oh, that's what they were trying to do.
Right.
Well, even it's so interesting.
This last episode where they're talking about her dad and what his dad did. Yeah, when they're talking about all that, I don't.
They even like talked about. Remember the wolf shows up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Nymeria?
Yeah. And I'm like, I didn't quite get that. And then they were telling me what the wolf was feeling.
Right.
I'm like, oh, okay.
I actually liked that. I got that it was the wolf that she'd made go away years before.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
But then she said something like, it's not you. Or it's just not you. Or something. And I didn't understand that. And they explained it. And she was basically referenced the scene where her dad was telling her, you've got to put on dresses and you know, learn all the lady stuff. And she says, it's just not me. Then so she... And I was thankful that they had explained that. Because I was like, does she think that's not Nymeria? Because that was totally Nymeria.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the wolves didn't eat you, you know,
yes,
in case you're wondering.
They all backed down.
Right. Lucky for her, it was the one wolf that wouldn't eat her. It was nice. So anyway, I don't know how we got this far away from it, but the Billboard charts have finally... It's the data glitch and then the hacks and blah, blah, blah. So they were delayed all week, some kind of data glitch, and now it's been resolved. And there's a lot of new records, a lot of changes in the Billboard album charts. So they do count not just actual physical sales or online purchases of complete albums. They also, I think, every 10 singles that are purchased count as one album being bought, and streaming numbers come into play on this as well. Coming in at number 10, debuting in 10th place, Golden by Romeo Santos, 36,000 copies.
Yeah, and this is a song I picked. He does it with Ozuna. It's a really beautiful song. It's all called Sem Resosis, which means overdose.
Is the whole thing, is it a Spanish language album? That's incredible for it to make the top 10. That's wonderful.
Well, we can thank Despacito.
You think he's Romeo or just Romeo?
It's Romeo, yeah. Okay. Well, it might translate to Romeo.
All right, so that's at number 10. The album's called Golden. Grateful, the DJ Khaled record, sold about 36,000 copies for 9th place. Linkin Park. They actually have a couple albums in the top 10. Coming in at number 8 is Hybrid Theory, 41,000 copies of that.
So I picked Crawling.
So this is on the charts? Because this is old.
Yeah, this is old.
This album, well, with his suicide, everybody rushed out and bought old Linkin Park records. So Hybrid Theory is number 8. A serious drop for Jay-Z from number 1 to number 7. I can't remember what he sold. He was number 1 with maybe 200,000 in sales.
I don't really remember.
He sold 45,000 copies of 444 for 7th place.
So this is the story of OJ.
At number 6 is The Descendants 2 soundtrack. 46,000 copies. Debuted in 6th place.
Yeah, so the kids go crazy over this song. I can't believe your daughter hasn't listened to this. She's gonna embrace this shortly.
You know,
who is this?
The Descendants 2. The rapping's coming up here.
Okay,
wait for it. Here it comes.
It says it's a soundtrack.
It is.
All right.
You don't like that?
I've totally heard enough of this.
Okay.
the Descendants movie that I know of is George Clooney and Shailene Woodley in Hawaii. No,
this is a Disney thing. I think.
Wait, yeah, I thought the Descendants Disney. Movie was the one with.
I don't think this is a movie. I think this is a Disney thing.
With Leo. And what am I thinking of?
You're thinking of George Clooney?
No, not George Clooney. It's Leo. It's the gangster movie with Leo and Jack Nicholson.
No, that's
Departed.
Oh, Departed. Yeah. Okay. Boy, I get the first letter.
But I expected this to be a soundtrack to a George Clooney.
Do you need to hear it again?
No, I don't.
You sure?
No, my kid right now will keep asking the thing that answers and does stuff for you.
Mm-hmm. That lady that sits in a tube.
Hey, lady! Imagine Dragons, Believer, is what she asked for.
Does it understand her?
And yeah.
And it plays it.
Over. Over.
That is one nice thing about that lady is
and
I just over. Love, you know, you have a song stuck in your head and tell her and she plays it for you. I play
and
that again.
Play
that again.
And again.
All right.
Kendrick Lamar is number 5 with Damn, 48,000 copies of that.
This is him with Rihanna, Loyalty.
Number 4 is Linkin Park, One More Light, 50,000 copies of that. This is a sweet song. It's a tough one to listen to in the wake of his suicide.
Yeah. For sure. I'm not necessarily the slow song type, but I imagine this would have been a moment for a lot of people live as he sang this, if he'd have sang that when they toured. Can you imagine?
No.
The whole place
would
be silent as he did that.
It makes it so much heavier that, the top three albums in the country are all new. They're all debuting in these positions.
Oh, good.
Meek Mill debuts in third place with Wins and Losses, 102,000 copies.
So this is him with Chris Brown.
Ugh.
You don't like it?
No, you like this?
You asking me?
Not either of you.
It's not bad.
Number two, with 106,000 copies, debuting in second place, is Flower Boy, Tyler, the Creator.
This is with Frank Ocean. It's called 911.
And your new number one, selling 107,000 copies of her record, Lust for Life, Lana Del Rey.
So this
number one.
This isn't one of the popular ones, but I like it. It's called God Bless America.
All right. So there you go. There's your charts this week. I'm not sure where TMZ caught up with Jamie Foxx, but he does some impressions. He does impressions of Jay-Z and Vin Diesel.
Yeah, so do you want to hear this? Yeah, so you have to know some lines from Fast and Furious because that's what he imitates here. But you'll hear the reporter and then you'll hear Jamie playing along.
All right.
Oh, he is getting in a really, really nice car right now.
You can see it, Sarah.
What's he worth?
You know, I was just going to say, have you guys seen him on Shazam? He's the host of a game show.
Yeah.
Look at those Lamborghinis.
I'm sorry. Did they just say it's gold plated?
She asked if it's gold plated.
Silly. He's worth about $100
million. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Look at that car.
That's a beautiful.
That is a nice car.
Yeah, it's pretty.
I need that. I really got to get a fast car.
No.
Yeah.
You really don't need a fast
car.
I think the Prius is perfect for you.
It's not. It's so not. I feel like I...
It makes me laugh to think you drive a Prius.
I know. It makes me... You know, I just feel like I'm in the wrong body.
What would you like to drive?
He needs car reassignment surgery.
Oh, by the way,
surgery.
John thinks that you need a Mercedes.
I love.
He has a Mercedes.
I know. That's what I said. But I said, but he never gets to drive it because the girls always drive it.
Do you see their hybrid? Their 350?
No.
The Mercedes? Yeah, the 2017. I was just looking it up.
Is that right?
Yeah, it looks great.
Oh.
It's a plug-in.
Stop by the Belmont.
Come on, Autobahn.
Do I need to be Johnny V's first customer?
Do it, Vinny.
Do it.
Refuse to buy from anyone else.
Yeah, you'll be putting food on my table.
Johnny V is a Mercedes-Benz salesman.
Salesman.
Right.
He's going to be working at the Belmont, the Autobahn Mercedes
exactly.
In Belmont.
Right
up the street. That is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Stop by. You have a smoke with him.
The beauty of that.
Car.
I actually think Mercedes sell themselves. So
I agree.
In some ways, all he has to do is be there to help them with the process.
Isn't this beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Just get in. You know you want it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is the best of all time. You'll want to go. You'll want to repeat go.
Like 15 clicks a day?
Please repeat go.
Yeah.
As often as possible.
Just reload. Clickety-click. Look at galleries. That's some good,
is that
that's
people
some serious
clicking?
Clicking.
Yeah, she's losing her headphones.
She just
Jesus.
Her headphones right off her head.
Our pets' heads are flying.
Today's weather's partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 67 to 101, depending on where you're at. So wide range. Mm. But it should be, wherever you are, cooler than yesterday. Mm-hmm. And that's good news.
Yeah.
My brother was saying, he was texting me this morning saying that it's supposed to be 98 in Seattle today. And the sky is kind of orange because there's fires going on. So he said it's smoky.
Boy.
And that it reminds him of L.A. fog. Or smog, rather.
Right.
Yeah.
Unusual weather.
Yes.
We have not gotten the sentencing for the suicide by text, so that is supposed to come down today, but we haven't received it yet. Also, NFL is on tonight, Dallas versus Arizona, 5 p.m. It's the first game of the season. I mean, it's super, super pregame,
right.
Preseason game, but it's still football.
And it feels like once football's here, Christmas is tomorrow.
Right.
Right, Vin?
It does. Hey, I wanted to mention this. I don't know if you'll end up doing this story down the line, but I'm a big Sublime fan, and they are going to be doing a documentary on those guys.
Oh.
Which, if you don't know their story, maybe you don't even know their music, but I love them. And their singer famously died...
like the night before they got famous.
A week before that album was released that made them worldwide. And I think he died in this city.
Mm-hmm.
OD'd.
Yep.
Right, and a week after he was married. Like, he got married, they have a kid, or she was pregnant with a kid, I think. And he was about to go, this album was about to drop, and they were going to go huge, and then he ODs. So there's, I don't know who Bill Guttentag is.
Bill Guttentag?
I don't know who that is.
He's
either.
A two-time Academy Award winner, but he'll be doing the documentary.
Oh, maybe he's done other documentaries, okay. And that's his thing. And that's why we don't remember Bill Guttentag.
We all have that to look forward to, or all the Sublime fans have that to look forward to. 61% of people now say the 9-to-5 workday is dead. That's according to a new survey.
As in, they wind up working way more hours than that, or that's just not the usual times?
They say, because it's so easy for our bosses or our clients to reach us during off hours...
It's 24/7.
You never get to really clock out.
Right. It does seem like when I think of 9-to-5 jobs, I think of like the bank, I guess. I think they're pretty serious about when they're open and when they're not.
Sure. Where did I go? Oh, the post office in Scotts Valley. I went there at 4:40 and they close at 4:30 now. I was all, bastards. What are you? You got to be kidding me. You're tapping out even at 30 minutes early.
Damn.
Well, are they open on Saturdays?
I don't know what their deal is. I just know that I was like, man.
What were you trying to mail?
Like one bill. I can't sit on anything. So if I get it, I'm like, check.
Did you need a stamp or something? And then you couldn't just put it in the mailbox?
I think I did.
Yeah.
I think I did need that. I went to the box and bought pages. But right. Whatever. The point is that,
9-to-5, it doesn't exist.
It's the rare place. Government institutions seem to be the ones that are able to go, oh no, we're done right now.
DMV.
Bye.
Yeah, the DMV.
Bye-bye.
Although the DMV, I have to say, like if you have to go there spur of the moment for something, which I can't imagine what it would be, it's hard, but you make an appointment now and they just call your name or call your number and you... Seems okay. I've waited, the longest I've waited in recent memory is maybe 15 minutes.
You hear what she's saying? Everyone, go to the Mill Valley DMV.
Mill Valley.
Where do you go?
Corte Madera.
Oh,
okay.
Corte Madera DMV. They've got space.
Nah, you
got
to make
charge.
An appointment.
I have good luck with the DMV. I guess it'd be San Mateo.
That's
off
the one
Poplar.
I used to go to all the time. Well, I mean, whatever. I got a new license when I got to town and then whatever other things I needed. Registrations or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Most of that you can just do online and it's nice.
I haven't been to one in a while.
The DMV was never a treat.
No.
No. Absolutely.
Great people. Nice people working there.
Sure.
Nice, super nice, helpful people.
But they know how to leave on time. is the point. How do you like your steak cooked?
Medium.
Well done.
I actually like it medium rare, but I don't like it raw. So I always order it medium and then it's about right.
Less than 3% of us order a steak rare, even though a connoisseur will tell you that's the way you're supposed to eat it.
Well, if the steak is good enough, supposedly it's easy to eat that way, but I don't really want a big chunk of raw meat in my mouth. You hear me? I don't want that big chunk of raw meat in my mouth. Blech.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Are you talking to your husband right now? Are you saying something perverted to your
husband? No, I'm saying
is this pervert
cook the
talk?
Damn meat. Like, I've actually been tempted, like, Hooman orders it well, which I always think,
well.
It's kind of a waste.
I used to order it well, but as I've gotten older, it's been medium.
I want it to be...
Don't say it's a waste just because you don't like it that way.
You're right. I'm sorry. Order it the way you like it. How do you order yours?
Yeah.
Well, I would probably go medium rare, but I don't eat. I eat a lot less meat than you think.
Yeah.
I really don't want to eat meat.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of rare that even, you know, to go out and be like, I got to get a steak. Like, I'll even take a burger over a steak. Mm. Like a good hamburger at a steakhouse or something. It's good. Take the chicken. Thanks.
I do it, but I swear to God, I pass cows on the 280 all the time, mm-hmm. and I look at them, and I just think, you look pleasant and nice, and mm-hmm. I don't know why we got to eat you all the time. Mm. I know it's a lame thing. I know people are like, because you're delicious.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, they are delicious. If you didn't smell so good when you were sizzling on the grill, I probably
I know,
wouldn't eat you.
I know.
Be easier.
But they seem friendly and nice
Not
enough.
Very,
I mean,
very
you know,
nice.
I don't get that same warm, fuzzy feeling from a chicken.
Yeah, chickens
when I look
will
at
peck
them.
You, yeah. No.
And I'm not necessarily, I don't even want to eat a chicken, but I'm just saying, I look at a cow and they seem pleasant and nice enough. Mm. I look at a chicken, I'm like,
pluck that thing.
Where was I? A 77-year-old guy in Clearwater, Florida named Roger Archambault wanted to get it on with his 72-year-old girlfriend on Friday night, but she wasn't having it.
How old did you say he is?
He's 77. Okay. She's 72.
And he wants to do it.
He wants to do it.
Yeah. Still raring to go.
How old's your dad?
77.
How old's your mom?
70?
70.
What am I 50? She's 20 years older than me, so she's 70.
Good pull, Gentry. Way to go, buddy. Anyway.
She might be 71. I don't know. Something like that.
She wasn't in the mood, though, because they'd had an argument earlier in the evening, and he was so upset over being denied that he grabbed their bottle of lube and squirted it all over her.
Oh. Lubisalt.
This ended up being a full-on thing. She called the cops, and he was arrested.
For squirting lube on her?
Yep. He was arrested for battery. But he blamed it on alcohol and sleeping pills, but sure enough.
Oh, good boy, they are.
He went to jail for that.
Alcohol,
so you need
sleeping
to know
pills,
that.
Lube. Well, they got it all going on over there.
That's,
I mean,
a party.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. They should be happy that they can get that riled up at that age. It's great. They're healthy and happening. Congratulations, old people. Way to go.
41% of people would rather get more vacation days than a raise.
Yeah.
What did you just say?
Oh, hell yeah.
Hooman will work for free if he never has to go. What does he need money for?
Right.
I'll take the raise.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you like to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, she actually gets super bored on vacation.
Well, Monday, the first day of our most recent vacation, she texts me. I'm like, and is like, I'm so bored. I went, oh my God, dude, it's Monday.
And then I went to work the next day.
Jesus. It's Monday. We had, because we'd done Sonoma, uh-huh. right? Mm-hmm. So we had that Friday off and then the weekend. And by Monday, she was over it.
Yeah. And then,
well, oh, wait. I went to work on Wednesday because.
Yeah, Tuesday was 4th of July.
Exactly.
That's right. That's so funny. Mm-hmm. I never get bored on vacation.
Me neither.
Many things to do.
Lucky.
I think I was that morning. I was like, I'm going mountain bike riding. What are you, crazy? I'm out of here. Let's see where. Oh, let me do some text because we do have a movies review.
Hopefully, is the family on their way?
They are.
They're here. They got to be here by now, right?
They do have to be here. My mother texted me that she found them on Find Friends. You know, and they're right over our building right now.
Yeah, they're here.
Oh, cool.
So I don't know.
So Sarah's whole family is here to do a movie review of a movie that we've already heard quite a review of.
Yeah.
Not yet. You haven't
heard
it.
Really?
You think you have? That's just Sarah's opinion.
Oh, we haven't heard your opinion yet.
Oh.
The most important one.
Hello.
Of them all.
The one that matters.
Our text number is 800-400-3. When are you guys going to talk the craziness of Big Brother last night? It was crazy.
Mm-hmm. We did talk about it. Vinny didn't watch it. He's going to watch it tonight, but there's a good, solid head of crazy on that one.
Looking forward to it, and I'm sad I missed it, but I was I rolled solo dad last night.
What's your girl doing today? Is she in town or?
She's in town until like noon. So she'll be back at the house early enough for dinner and I'll be able to do my normal bedtime routine.
Right. You love a routine.
It was fun. I had fun last night, but it's hard. It's hard.
Yeah.
Being a single parent would absolutely kill me.
It's exhausting.
I can't even imagine how someone could do that every single day.
Right. So here's to the heroes.
Yeah.
The single parents out there.
925 says, I tried Coke for the first time 2 weeks ago. I'm 29. And it was only okay. I didn't really get that high and just had a numb throat. Not worth it to me. Hmm. Yeah, I didn't like it that much either.
I tried it for the first time, though, 2 weeks ago? Like, where's that floating around?
Look at Sarah. Where's that floating around?
Where do I need to go to get that?
Should we write them back?
No.
Who's your dealer?
That's the last thing I need.
If you want to see what a dime bag looks like, go do a shoreline cleanup. You'll find a million of them. What's the name of the movie that you are reviewing?
Ingrid Goes West.
Ingrid Goes West.
415. So what is up with y'all phoning in the secret show right after a long vacation? I blame Husky. Oh, we had...
Yeah, blame me.
Bryn left, and we're working on it. We're trying to figure out how to best solve this problem.
We are having meetings about the secret show. We actually love the secret show, and we want to do right by the people who love it, and we want to make sure it's a quality product.
What I really want to do is do that show without bleeps. And we're trying to figure out how to do it that way because it's ridiculous that we have to bleep it.
Well, we just need to... Well, it's CBS standards and practices. We work for CBS right now. And the the thing is that we do love that show and we want to make it a good product and people... this is our podcast. We're talking about our podcast. We do it in addition to this show.
Right.
Stuff you wouldn't necessarily hear here, and it's for adults. So a lot of times we're talking about things that need to get bleeped. You have to use your imagination, and we could certainly put a little more effort in and be a little more creative with the words we use so that everything could be aired.
We're working on it.
We are.
I actually think about it a lot.
All the
ways
time.
To solve this problem we seem to be up against. I don't know that I come to any worthwhile conclusions.
Well, you know, there have been some interesting ideas that have been put out there. And, you know, in the end, I think we'll figure it out. Thanks for caring about it.
Yeah, that's the answer.
Yep.
All right.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. Your first chance at Saturday single day passes for Outside Lands is coming up. We're having those all day, 9 until 4 o'clock. And then we'll do some more text in the movie review.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.